Firehouse crackers.
They're really good.
Are homegrown, naturally produced, sexually active crackers.
Oh, my God. They'll bust in your mouth, not in your ass.
Designed by the same people who brought you the Nutcracker on Broadway.
Oh, shit.
This guy's like, I love Christmas and making crackers.
The Nutcracker...
Don't fucking touch all these wires. Get the fuck out of here.
He's talking to the cat, not me, for the listener at home.
The Nutcracker, the plot is you turn into a fucking... What happens? Like a little girl turns into something?
No, like all the Christmas toys come alive.
Come to life.
The butt.
The Who's the bad guy? Is there a mouse that's
bad? The
bad
guy is the guy that rapes her, and then she has to go into a dream world where the Christmas toys are alive.
That's not real, right? Yeah. Is there a part where she gets raped in the movie?
It's like what we realized when we watched Last Action Hero in the cabin.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, that it's all a...
The kid is getting raped.
A disassociation.
Yeah. But there's no evil mouse. I'm thinking of a different movie.
There is a mouse king, right? Or a rat king.
Rat king?
No, yeah. Crackers are falling all over the place here.
Yeah. Rat king Benjamin Netanyahu.
That's right.
Benjamin
That's right.
Buttanyahu.
Benjamin Button. Button.
I mean, he was born Christian, but turns more Jewish.
Well, isn't he from, like, Philly?
He was born in Israel, but then he grew up in Philly for a while.
That's so funny.
That's why Americans like him, because he speaks like good
point
English.
Point of fact, Americans do not like him.
American Jews like him because he speaks good English.
Mm. That's a hilarious guy.
And certain American Jews like him, myself included.
You love him, dude.
I love him.
You got a poster.
I don't like his politics, but you know me. I'm a Philly guy.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Shouts out to the fucking Eagles.
The Eagles.
That is so funny that, like, the fucking king of Israel or whatever.
Yeah, grew up in Philly.
Yeah, well, to be like, yeah, you know, it's like, this, we have a claim, we have a historic claim to this land.
Yeah.
And it's fucking, there's just no identifiable, like, local culture. It just doesn't fucking exist.
Yeah.
It's like a story from 6,000 years.
They had a lady prime minister who was... Potentially
the
ugliest woman of all time. And she's from
How did the Jews
Wisconsin.
Win all those? Nah.
She was a Wisconsin.
Are you serious?
Yeah, yeah.
Not even that bitch is from there?
No, she's from Wisconsin.
Wow. Let me ask you this. How did the Jews win all those wars? Because didn't they go on a nice little streak?
Mm.
They won like four in a row.
Yeah, yeah. When you don't play by the rules.
No, they came in the 1870s and committed a bunch of genocides, just murdered everybody that lived there, and they were like, see, nobody's living here.
That's not exactly the
1870s?
Timeline. That's not the timeline.
That's the timeline.
I thought they got Israel because we felt bad about the Holocaust.
What happened was Europe was sick of the Jews, right?
There was two competing plans.
There was
one was a little more extreme, one was like, let's give them a place to go.
This is late 1800s. Europe's sick of the Jews.
Okay.
And so then they have this issue called the Jewish question,
which is
like, what do we do?
Yeah.
With these assholes.
That's not actually true. It was like, there's the Enlightenment or whatever, and then there's no such thing as anti-Semitism after that, really. It doesn't exist.
Uh-huh. And yeah, that's true.
And the British, they realize, they're like, all this woke shit's gonna fucking really curb, you know, British
it
imperialism.
It is PC culture.
What if we just take a section of our population that are just white people who are annoying, and we pretend like we're giving them their land back, and use that as a way to take over part of the Middle East so we can get into this oil.
The oil.
There's no coincidence. There's literally zero coincidence. That the time period in which oil becomes like necessary for controlling the world economy, you have like this. What about giving Israel back the people that speak our language and have 99% overlap with our culture?
There's no oil in Israel.
There's oil in the Middle East. You need
so
a fucking
why don't they
outpost.
Give the Jews Saudi Arabia?
Well, how would they give the Jews? That doesn't make any sense.
Well, I mean, if they're just going to some of their land to the Jews.
Because there is, like, you know, I mean, there's some way you can get purchase on it.
Wait. Israel started in the 1800s?
No.
So they started putting people started going there and then just killing all the locals.
Okay. The killing the
I'm
locals.
I'm interested in this. I had no idea.
What happened was there's this thing called the Zionist Congress. This guy, Theodore Herzl. And they
Teddy
were like.
Hertz.
They were like, we need a Jewish state, right? And so they considered a lot of different parts of the world, for a while they were going to go to Ethiopia and just make that Jewish, which would have been chill.
Yeah.
If Idi Amin took over and just started eating Jewish people's brains.
That it's so funny. They're just like, which land that somebody else owns?
Alaska was considered.
Alaska would make sense because who gives a fuck about Alaska?
It's pretty sick.
But the Jews
didn't get really sick at snowboarding.
Yeah, that would be funny. Just crushing the Winter Olympics.
Fighting bears.
Yeah. There's just a Jewish... what was that guy's name? Sean White?
Sean White, yeah. Mm-hmm. He's legend.
Shlomo White.
Shlomo White.
He could have had Shlomo White doing fucking sick tricks. Mm-hmm. But no, you had to steal the Palestinians' land.
And then people are like, no, we got to actually go back to Palestine. So then they start...
But these are all just guys that live in like...
So around like the Ellis Island era, so like... End of the 1800s, beginning of the 1900s, there's mass migration.
Yeah, 1880s.
So, yeah, the first Zionist congresses were in the 1880s.
Interesting.
And then they decided, and then they opened, like, communes and farms. And
kibbutzes.
They were socialist at the time.
Kibbutz.
And then... Which
is a great word, but sounds like the worst place to live in the world.
And then there were some Jews that were doing terrorism, too. Like, they bombed... They were doing terrorism against the British, though.
Okay,
genocide is what you would call it.
Fuck the British,
what do you mean,
though?
Genocide? They bombed the King David Hotel as an attack on the British.
Who died, though?
A bunch of British people.
Okay, I'm with that. That's pretty good. The British were in fucking Palestine, too?
Yeah, that's who owned it before.
Oh, they
Jews.
Had dibs on Palestine. I see.
Yeah. They got it, I think, in World War I from the Ottomans. So they gave the French, like, Syria and Lebanon. And they gave Transjordan, they called it at the time.
That's good. Transjordan is a good name because it could be a guy or a girl's name.
Right.
So it fits either way. Trans M to F, trans F to M. Jordan works.
Yeah,
it's
like a Pat situation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The better, I'd say.
I don't like how how they choose a name that's similar to their old dead name.
That doesn't always. In fact, I would say more often than not, the opposite happens.
Like Justin becomes Justine.
Why don't you like that?
You could choose any name.
I prefer that over people taking like liberties and giving themselves really sick names.
I would try to choose the sickest girl name imaginable.
You'd be Esmeralda.
Princess Diana Freeland.
Princess Diana Freeland. That's a little fuck. I don't even know when the one we originally talked about it comes out, but
yeah, sometime there we do it.
Yeah,
we revisit that dead bitch.
Whoa.
Anyway,
show
so
some
then,
respect.
Then the Holocaust happens. In 1948, the UN gives Israel, not including the West Bank and Gaza,
right,
to the Jews.
They then, yoinked that shit.
And then there's a war. And
a couple wars.
They do ethnic cleansing.
How did the Jews get good at wars? I got to be honest.
Because they were getting strapped up before Israel was granted statehood. They were like starting militias and stuff.
I see.
And like American Jews were sending like munitions and stuff.
Oh,
like
they weren't going over though. But they were sending some money.
Yeah, yeah. You got to give.
Right.
I give.
I just would have assumed Arabs would have fucked them up because it would have been like six on one, wouldn't it?
And then in 1948, what's referred to as the Nakba by the Palestinians, which is, I think, like the catastrophe or something. They round up Palestinian villages, shove them into the West Bank and Gaza.
Damn, really?
Yeah, they get invaded on day one of statehood by like Egypt and Jordan, a bunch of their neighbors. Fight a war.
That's what I'm saying. Egypt.
67, they take...
Egypt should be ashamed of themselves.
67, they take the West Bank and Gaza. They say that's ours. Yoink. They took the Sinai Peninsula from Egypt in an operation with the British, a joint operation with the British.
Oh, the British.
Because they wanted to build the Suez Canal.
And they knew who's going to play ball.
And they were like,
they knew who was going to play ball for a couple points on the back end.
Of course. It was a great deal. It was a good deal. Folks, it was a good deal.
Dude, Egypt should be embarrassed, honestly.
Egypt should be embarrassed in general.
Getting fucked up by fucking a little ass young Israel.
Yeah, but think about it. Like,
you guys have pyramids and shit.
Thousands of years ago, they were the most popping place in the world.
Yeah, it's even more embarrassing than Greece.
And they've never They've only had Mohamed Salah. That's basically all they've done.
He's pretty sick.
Yeah, they have the best soccer player in the world now.
Yeah.
That's their first dub maybe in
decades. It's been a while. Their food's good, but that's all it's all that Arab food that's good. Kebabs and shit like that.
Yeah. I like Syrian and Lebanese food.
It's like there's an Egyptian seafood place by me. It's good as fuck.
I like Firehouse crackers.
Yeah.
And Firehouse subs.
I've never had Firehouse subs.
That was a little history lesson.
So Egypt, Jordan, all those motherfuckers, they had all this oil money. They couldn't fuck up Israel.
Egypt doesn't have oil.
Well, but you know what I'm saying. I'm sure the guys with the oil money were real fans of fucking Jews in the Middle East. Why didn't Saudi Arabia come in with some
They had Jews that lived in Israel for hundreds of years. The Palestinian Jews, there was just like five of them and everyone was chill.
Right.
It was when the European Jews came in.
And then decided to
genocide all of the...
I'm just saying, Saudi Arabia, couldn't they have a difference between
genocide and ethnic cleansing? Of which they've done both. But
I love that that ethnic cleansing is still like an acceptable term.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, it's
it'd be like if like instead of slavery, like a synonymous term would be like just putting them to work.
No, that's
racially giving people jobs.
No, racial jobs.
Racial employment job creation.
Compulsory job. Race-based
ethnic
job.
Ethnic cleansing.
No, it's a catch-all.
It sounds fucked
up. No, it's a broader term than genocide.
Ethnic cleansing sounds fucked up.
Because you can just
me.
Round up a group of people because of their ethnicity and tell them to leave a place.
Mm.
And even if you don't kill anyone, that's still ethnic cleansing.
But I see what you're saying. Cleansing is a pretty positive word.
It's pretty racist. Like,
But
not
Nick's point, just from... Exactly. Cleansing is... The connotation is too
like
positive.
Purity.
It should be like ethnic expulsion or something like that.
Ethnic friend zoning.
Yeah, you don't get any of this statehood pussy. Mm-hmm. You get the fuck out of here.
They should rename Gaza the friend zone.
The friend... Tel Aviv is the clit.
Uh-huh.
The clit of Israel. I'm just saying, dude, Saudi Arabia's got like indoor mountains, like snow, ski.
How about
lifts.
This? Tel Aviv to suck my dick.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Tel Aviv.
Yeah.
Tel Aviv to suck my dick.
Jerusalem pussy. Pussy down on the block.
Drew selling pussy
down the block. Let's see. I Gaza something you can suck on right here.
I Gaza a little strip you can suck on.
Yeah. Do I get pussy? Yeah, man.
Oh, yeah, man.
Do I get pussy? Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
Totally, man.
Uh-huh.
I get pussy so much.
Do I get pussy? Lib, yeah.
Lib,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I get pussy.
Algeria about the bitch
mm-hmm.
who got her pussy fucked by. It turns out I did it. hey Al,
shit! I'm getting a call from Hollywood, Florida.
Ooh, oh, man. It's probably a producer.
Let's answer. Let's see what he has to say. Hello.
Use the wire.
Hello. Please listen to this important message.
Oh, awesome.
Can you suck my dick, bitch?
Regarding the student loan forgiveness program.
Oh, bitch, I don't got no student loans.
Oh, that almost worked.
Wire. Let's call Cheesecake Factory and ask if they have cheesecake.
Ask them what all the cons are.
No, you ask them like, yeah, hey, y'all got cheesecake?
Excuse me, y'all got cheesecake?
Now, what's the deal? You got Chinese food, Italian food, and cheesecake.
I could wait.
And I bet you think that's good,
to
huh?
get fucked in my ass.
You could wait? You couldn't wait. You personally couldn't wait.
I couldn't wait.
I'm about to pull the courage out of your ass.
Yeah.
More of a rhyme than a pun. But
yeah.
Where the Kurds don't have a country, do they? They
just Iraq. They're in Iraq and Turkey.
They get a little piece of the ethnically little piece of Iraq and Turkey.
Well,
but they don't have their own state, right?
Kurdistan.
It's a cool name.
They don't have their own country now.
Yeah.
What's going on in Kazakhstan right now?
I don't know.
That's wild.
I think
you don't get to say.
Borat,
we'll look it up. Either Scott knows or we'll look it up.
I have no idea.
I don't know what's going on, dude.
No, they're like protesting.
Fuck.
Something. I don't know. And then the fucking president's like, shoot to kill.
Them. You know what? Borat did them a disservice because no matter what, That guy could literally be doing a Holocaust, mm-hmm. and we'd all think about Borat.
I got iPod Mini. He no afford.
Yeah.
As Kazakhstan descends into chaos, crypto miners are at a loss.
Oh no, God!
Wired
That's their
magazine. CIA's Wired magazine. Central Asian country became number two in the world for Bitcoin mine. Had the audacity to write such an article. As Kazakhstan descends into chaos,
yeah.
crypto miners are at a loss.
Yes, that's the problem.
Oh, my God.
That's the main issue.
Yeah.
Are they literally killing people? What are these protesting?
Yeah, dude, it's the, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Probably like lockdowns or some shit.
No, you don't think Kazakhstan has lockdowns?
Yeah, probably. Spiking fuel prices. Mm. Last week, chaos engulfed protests south of the country over spiking fuel prices and vaccine mandates.
Mm. Oh.
I added that part, but.
Now who's fucking.
Resulted in police repression.
Yeah, so just high gas prices?
The removal of former president.
Critical race theory. They're teaching that in schools.
That's, you know, this is the fucking shit I hate. Like, everything, like, bad shit to me. Right. Bad things happen in society,
mm-hmm.
at least in
bad
the West.
Bad things happen to you?
No, bad things, in my mind, things I would consider to be bad.
Right.
Things
yeah.
I would consider to be like
a shortage of hot guys you can fuck.
A reduction of the supply chain of suck guys chain.
The suck guys
chain. let's see here. Security council, internet shutdown, Russian-led troops.
They shut down the internet?
Yeah, they have a shutoff.
You can't even jack off in Kazakhstan?
Well, we're going to have that soon enough.
Insane.
Soon enough, it's just going to be... I mean, we already do. It's just not, like, clear, you know? Because the internet is, like, now what?
Throttle shit?
Now the internet has five websites.
Right.
And Congress mm-hmm. can't tell, like, you know, fucking Facebook or Twitter, like, hey, you got to ban this person. But what they can do is, like... drag them in front of Congress and say, you know, there's going to be serious consequences if you don't curb, you know, whatever. So effectively, it's, you know, there's a chilling effect. And that's how you have, because it's like, you'd have to be stupid to think the tech companies really give a shit what fucking Donald Trump is tweeting. They don't care.
Right.
You know, it's just, you know, protecting their bottom line after being threatened by the government.
Yeah. I wish we were in China where those motherfuckers just...
That's what I'm saying. It should just be like, that's the reason I'm pro Beijing, because it's like, they're like, oh yeah, you can't criticize the government.
They're gentlemen about it.
Yeah, we'll throw you in jail.
Whatever happened to open and honest communication?
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Beijing is a guy that tells you, I'm not looking for a relationship.
Yep. Say what
the United States strings you along for months.
Yeah.
Hits you every time you're moving on.
Yeah.
He texts you.
It's weak.
I saw you look beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you're like, what are we? And he's like, fuck you, bitch.
Mm.
I can't stand that kind of thing.
I hate America. Dude.
I hate America.
I love China.
I truly hate this.
Honestly, country. Death to America is a sick slogan.
So chill.
it sounds good.
Not even kill America.
Death to America.
Death to America rocks.
Perfect. Perfectly put together.
On them. All right, let's see here. The power grid.
Are they selling anything or making anything in Kazakhstan?
Yeah. Any products that we might want to?
Yeah, in about 2 minutes.
Okay. All right. Sorry to jump the gun.
I'm grappling with blackouts and power cuts. It's so funny, too, because like, this is what protests look like in other countries, I guess, is the police shooting a bunch of people.
Yeah, yeah.
And then here it's like, you know, we're growing a tomato in front of the mayor's house.
Yeah.
And dressing up like we're going to our first punk show at age 13.
Yeah. I saw a video of, I don't remember, some Slavic country where they literally were putting a fucking politician in the trash. they fucking threw this cocksucker in the dumpster and they were all like punching him in the thighs and shit.
They sodomized Gaddafi with a fucking knife.
Damn, that's fucked.
Yeah. I like countries where in parliament they
I can't believe they did
fights.
That to my boy Momar.
Yeah.
Who, by the way, had
long
the sickest...
Face, long face Momar. He looked like Ernest, kind of.
He had the sickest fucking... his guard was just sexy whores.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Also, he was a fucking 10 when he was young.
Yeah, he was hot.
He was hot as shit.
His personal bodyguards were all sexy bitches.
It's mm-hmm. sick. He was like...
Who were nice with the blicky. That's awesome.
He was like a military uniform dictator, and then he just transitioned to like... George Clinton Afrofuturist like his drip was impeccable.
You know, one thing I will say, Hillary Clinton dresses like she's like a kung fu master. That would be cool. That's the one good thing if she was president. Yeah. She's got those weird like fucking.
She does. Yeah.
She's got like like
fucking Morpheus in the simulation.
Yes. Exactly.
Who is picking those outfits?
I don't know, but I will give her credit on her drip.
It's kind of
but
like
nothing
a
else.
Dr. Evil aesthetic.
Yeah. Yeah. I respect it. She looks like a villain.
Yeah, she looks like Kim Jong-un.
Yeah, which is fucking
sick. She
dresses
the same.
Awesome.
It's crazy.
It's funny as shit. Some dumb old fucking blonde bitch.
Yeah.
I miss you, babe.
What would happen if she just didn't dye her hair?
Super
be gray?
Alpha.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. And you know what Hillary Clinton loves?
It's super
superspeciosa.com.
Get Superleaf.
Getsuperleaf.com.
Getsuperleaf.com.
I think I saw somebody on the internet advertising Getsuperleaf.com. So I think we're in good hands. We're in a nice stable of celebrity celebrity endorsers.
Superspeciosa.com.
I don't remember. Really, somebody cool.
We're nailing this one, dude. fucking.
Anyway, it's a website that
it's super especial.
Google it.
Superespeciosa.com, and it's one of the most awesome little things you can put in your body, other than my dick.
Let's just go to getsuperleaf.com. We're gonna walk you through. Let's pretend I'm you.
Let's walk you through it.
I'm at home buying sneakers and barely listening to this podcast that you forgot your Patreon login for, so you can't delete.
That's right. Yeah. And you're waiting for your card to
expire,
and you're going to get a new number.
You got a mental note somewhere in your head that says, delete my Cumtown and Pluto.tv subscription. And you just never get around to it.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny because like this is essentially just a Homer Simpson's happy dude telemarketing scam.
Yes.
Just send me a dollar.
Is that? I don't even remember that one.
Yeah, he gets an auto dialer and he fucking, there's a great line in that episode where Homer's like, he's like leaving the Quickie Mart or something and the cops are arresting a guy with an auto dialer.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I forget what the line is exactly, but they're locking him up and they're like, Homer's like, what do you do? He's like, he had an auto dialer to scam people out of money. But there won't be any of that where this guy's going, the slammer. Where I'll be sexually abused for years. Justice served, boys.
Fuck.
On a dialer, Wiggum.
Anyway, you can get Kratom at this website.
Which is, and not just any Kratom.
Powders and capsules.
Isn't
and
there
tablets,
a printout somewhere?
And tea bags.
Not that we need it because we love the product. Adam, I feel like you love to read. From this.
Well, I don't love to read.
Unless it's
I don't
smut.
Think it's
you love reading pornography.
I like reading penthouse forums. Or letters.
Yeah, Jimmy the scum.
You know what's crazy? You've had a couple penthouse type things happen to me. Didn't you fuck some lady who was walking her dog? Or was she homeless or something?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Some bitch was homeless. Yeah. Some bitch was looking for shelter, and you invited her up, and you're like to leave.
You exploited a homeless.
This costs
woman.
Money.
They're making something up right now. This is not,
not really.
No, I
not really.
I just remember this story, and then like bragging about it. Like this girl didn't have a place to stay.
Yeah. No, that's not what happened. For a fact, that is not what happened.
That's literally what happened.
And it would Adam would have never done that if he was taking kratom from our friends at GetSuperLeaf.com because it would have chilled him out.
Expected better from Jimmy the Scumbag.
Hey, what's this thing?
Huh? Ah, that's an auto dialer. This bird was using it to pull a telemarketing scam, but instead he's gonna rot in the slammer for the next 20 years. Bread and water, icy showers, guards whopping your ass around the clock, and the only way out?
I remember something about him being molested.
Being raped. I think that's probably raped. One of the things you just kind of put in there.
Yeah, yeah. You just can mix that up with something.
But it's
the only way out is suicide. You know, it's close.
Yeah, it's good.
Oh, check this out. At GetSuperLeaf.com. Check out the new Ashley's furniture sale at GetSuperLeaf.com. All right, buy the best Kratom leaf tea powders and more.
I love that
AKA
stuff.
AKA GMP qualified vendor. Kratom means American Kratom Association. Standard for good manufacturing practices. Made by nature, perfected by us.
I love that.
Powder, capsules, tablets, and tea bags.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm. Damn, they never sent any of the tea bags to the tablet.
And it makes you feel good. You have a natural energy.
What the fuck are tablets?
You don't need coffee. You got kratom. You don't need pills. You got kratom. Yeah. It gives you a nice little buzz, but it's all natural.
It was given to us by Ja.
I love the way from the earth. Branding and marketing works. So they got the capsules because it's like, you know, this shit tastes disgusting.
Right.
And that's not a slam on their product.
From the earth.
No matter who you get fucking kratom from, it's going to be gross.
And this will be the best tasting of all of it, though.
It's because it's natural or whatever, but, you know, the natural leaf ground into a fine mixable powder. And then the kratom capsules, vegan capsules for when you're on the go, hides kratom's earthy flavor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so why you got to say hide? You know?
Why?
Right.
Because it's necessary.
It's, you know, some prefer it.
I'm going to do my own little branding.
Here's
on
the
it.
Thing.
Tastes like fucking absolute shit, but it fucks you up.
And it feels good.
Well, here's the thing. Some people, and not me,
yeah,
like to suck dick with a condom on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
That's what kratom capsule is.
Yeah.
If you want to suck the kratom cock while it's wearing a condom,
yeah,
then get the capsule. If you want to raw dog it, do the powder.
3 or 4 teaspoons of this thing every 2 hours, every single day of your life.
Right.
It's a one-way ticket to Woodstock 69, Michael. Mm-hmm. You're fucking,
amen,
you know,
brother.
You're getting trails, visuals.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
And you're really changing society.
Venereal diseases.
You're not even worried. Yeah, you're thinking about that metaphor I said about condoms. You forget to put one on. You get the clap.
And Hendrix is soloing the Star
Spangled Banner. Why buy a Super Speciosa? You deserve the highest quality product.
You do. You're a good guy. You're a good girl.
Our listeners deserve.
And they strive to give you that every step.
Every step.
Unless you're handicapped, in which case
every roll.
Every roll, every breath that controls the chair.
Right.
Because let me tell you something. If you're paraplegic, You're gonna
love this stuff.
You're gonna have to be fucked up to not
to not kill yourself.
Out the breathing tube when your wife is in the other room, the other room texting another guy that's being very supportive about a recently paralyzed husband
who's just biding his time.
Yeah, who's biding his
good
time?
Dude.
And there's nothing you can do about it. This rear window, and it's a paralyzed guy, and he's calling the police. He's like, "My wife's fucking a guy across the street," and they're like, "Well, sir, that's not against the law." So maybe I'd suggest closing the blinds, or can you fuck somebody else? Like, and then she's like, "No, I'm paralyzed." They're like, "Was it in Iraq?" And he's like, "No, I fell or something."
Yeah, I tried to kill myself.
Yeah,
and like, I got 98% of the way there.
Yeah, they're like, "Well, listen, buddy, it sounds like she's doing a lot for you. She deserves to fuck somebody else.
She deserves to get that pussy knocked loose while you're over there with your whatever the fuck else."
No, God damn it.
No.
It's not fair.
I want to fuck my wife's pussy.
At the very least, you can fuck a guy that doesn't live in the building 5 feet away from ours.
Dude, that would
be... in the kitchen.
That would be horrible, to be fucking paralyzed. Your wife just takes the tube out of your mouth, fuck someone 3 inches in front of you. And you can do nothing. You're just blinking hard as shit while she's getting her pussy just fucking walloped.
But I tell you what would make that awesome is GetSuperLeaf.com.
Yeah, it would really take the edge off
of
that.
It would take the edge off of being cruelly cuckolded. Yeah. Mere inches away from your special wheelchair.
Speciosa, which means special in Spanish.
Means super and super special.
Super big, big special, big retard. That's what big retard kratom.
Big retard kratom. That was the original name, but they couldn't get the patent.
Yeah,
something was already.
Has anyone seen my chocolates? No, big retard. But we have kratom here for you. What's that? Shut up and drink
it. Just drink it.
I feel even more like myself.
If somebody wasn't like me, they'd probably feel a lot like me after taking this.
Yeah, I feel like I Am Sam in the classic hit, I Am Sam. Kratom Sam?
Kratom Sam.
Kratom Sam.
High on Sam.
So anyway, folks, you're going to love this
fucking... Let me tell you something. They got a 30-day guarantee. If you're not happy, then neither are we.
Mm-hmm.
Or they. Neither are they.
And neither are we either. No, we want
pissed.
You to be happy.
If you're not happy, I'll be happy.
But only with the products you buy
from us. Not in your personal life. Not I don't give a fuck.
We don't care about that. We don't care if
we
you like
we care about
show.
You being happy with
we
Super
want you
Specials.
To be happy. So we offer. They offer a 30-day money-back guarantee on all products. Orders placed by 2 p.m. Eastern Time. That's New York time, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Eastern Standard Time.
I love that.
That's so true, man.
Yeah, why don't they call it New York Standard Time, you know?
The same day every day. You hear that, folks? 1:57 p.m., you're rolling out of bed, and you're like, fuck, the stuff I was using to get off heroin that I still do heroin, and but now I drink Kratom also. I'm running out. You hit that, you place that order button at 1:59 p.m., boom.
It's fucking headed your way, brother. Mm-hmm.
Johnny Walnuts over at Super Specios has got that shit in a bag. It's mm-hmm. being shipped to your house. So long as it's still legal.
Yep, and it is for now. It is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So long as Nancy Pelosi is still spending her entire day insider trading and not really worrying about anything that happens to people, this will remain legal.
That fucking dumb bitch.
Except on, you know, that's like the funniest thing about the war on drugs is like it. You know, I mean, it was just a thing to put black people in jail or whatever.
Right.
And so they decided what drugs are going to be illegal. And then we got all this other wild shit that they're like, we don't have time to pay attention to this. They won't make the other stuff legal.
Right.
They won't take the time to do that. But like,
they just get all these little loophole bullshit.
Yeah, but it's not even loophole bullshit. It's like just more drugs.
Right.
You know, yeah. It's just like, that's how fucking lazy they are.
They are, dude.
They won't even like make the other shit legal or.
They won't go one way or the other.
Shit or get off the pot.
Thank you.
That's why, that's, you know, if I were in Congress, I would work for the people
mm-hmm.
by doing a podcast in my office once a week.
That's got to be happening. There's that one guy who keeps tweeting. He's fucking annoying.
The wheelchair guy? They all tweet.
Madison?
Eric Swalwell?
Nah. Who's that fucking guy? You think he's Chinese? Ted?
Ted Lasso?
Ted Lasso.
Yeah.
Ted Chang?
Yeah, Ted Chang. Or maybe he's not Chinese. Maybe
Ted,
he's Vietnamese.
Ted Walk?
Something. Ted Walk. I don't fucking know. Anyway.
Did we get a promo code on that?
We're still doing the read.
Oh, let's keep going then.
Friendly service. Let me tell you about it.
I love when a place has friendly service. Yeah,
they never leave their customers hanging.
Not a once.
Yeah. Unless, in the rare circumstance, you accidentally order at 2:01 p.m.
Yeah.
You run out of Kratom. And then you have to kill yourself.
And you should, even.
So make
now,
sure.
Let me just be clear. Mm-hmm. You have to, and you should.
It'd be funny if their branding was just Super Speciosa, get addicted. Get addicted.
That would be fucking sick, actually.
We never leave our customers hanging. A relationship with you is very important to us, and we mm-hmm. will do everything in our power to make your experience a great one.
It's a relationship.
100% happiness guarantee. Wow. Even your wife can't promise you that.
No.
No.
Because she's a fucking bitch.
She's a bitch. And you need something to deal with. Yeah.
How about 100% bitch?
How about a little treat from the Garden of Eden?
That's right, brother. Take your mind off your fucking crumbling.
You just drink your Kratom, chill out on the couch, throw on Danny California. And
oh,
just,
yeah. Just look, jam out, brother.
Look up to the sky and say, show me.
Deliver me.
Yeah, deliver. Show me. And that's how God will reveal himself to you. I spoke to God. I was fucked up on drugs and I spoke to God.
That's awesome.
I love that. Because have you ever met somebody that like earnestly claims?
Yes.
That? I spoke to God on mushrooms.
You have?
That God's like, all right, time to reveal myself to humanity.
Well, they say that.
Oh, look, the biggest fucking loser in the world.
Right.
That's who my messenger is going to be.
Yeah. that's my prophet.
Right. Some moron in fucking toes. Shoes. just traipsing around the graveyard and interrupting funerals from a distance. We subject their products to the strictest quality control standards in the industry. Every batch is thoroughly inspected and lab tested for impurities and contaminants.
Mm,
and look at these reviews here from someone named Evie. I wonder if she's hot.
Is she a girl?
She's hot.
Does she show her tits?
I wonder if I can fuck her, perhaps.
You probably could.
Yeah. Do you think maybe I can?
Could I
fuck Evie?
May I fuck your pussy?
I'm going to need... I'm going to need the good folks over at Super Speciosa to pull...
To give us her email.
The IP address for Evie. Claire W. Oh, Ellen B.
Oh, Ellen B. Sucking my dick.
Yeah, Ellen B.
Spumoni Garden.
Yeah.
So a lot of chicks use this product.
A lot
fellas.
Of girls. It's a good icebreaker. If you're
a lot of hot girls use this product.
Just walk around town drinking Kratom, and if you see a woman with a cup, you know, doesn't matter what she says, got you'd be like, ma'am, I couldn't notice but you're drinking something. Are you also fucked up on Kratom?
Are you on Kratom, bitch?
Yeah.
Or even better, you see a woman with a cup, pour a little Kratom in there without even her asking. Mm-hmm. Yeah. She'll think of you as a gentleman.
And guess what? It's legal. Whatever happens after that.
You're like, it's not a date rape drug. Relax.
Yeah.
Yeah.
While you're getting arrested.
Jesse R. That could go either way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Jesse.
Probably a hot chick version.
Could be Jesse. Jesse's a girl or Jesse's girl.
Jesse's girl has sucked my fucking
dick.
I
wish Jesse was a girl. Then I could suck her dick.
I want to chop his nuts off now.
We're just such good friends.
If only Jesse could identify as a girl.
Maybe I put a gun to her head. And make Jesse become a girl.
I'm going to put lipstick on Jesse's lips.
Because I'll do anything to not be gay.
I'm going to make him wear a dress.
quick links. We'll go to the affiliates links. What is an affiliate program? This is interesting. Affiliate programs are pretty common.
I think we need to read this. I'm interested. I'm listening.
They got.
They can sign up.
They have a support chat. I'll put email or name Evie.
Name Evie.
I forgot at gmail.com.
Hey, what's my email?
Hey, I forgot my email.
Do I have it? And do you have it?
I left a review recently. and I seem to have forgotten my address.
My address and how big my tits are.
Forgotten my address.
Mm-hmm. He's submitting it, folks.
Also, give you full permission to release my information
to me.
To me.
Right now.
Review recently, and I forgot my address and phone number. because I moved, because my abusive boyfriend, abusive.
You got to give a backstory. Mm,
yeah. Boyfriend kicked me out and
stole all my Kratom.
Me out, and I was wondering if you could provide me with my contact information.
If I am hot.
Information, yeah. Information.
My backup.
So long as I am not what you would describe as fat.
Wait a second. I would say busted. Yeah, but I'll fuck a
fat.
No,
but you know what I mean.
Yeah, what about BBW?
Because some hot fat girls.
Because some bitches are big, but it makes sense. Okay. It makes sense. Anyways, what is my phone number? Phone number. Okay, send message. And this is at superspeciosa.com. Yeah.
It was.
They're standing by for your questions 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, even on Christmas.
Yeah, you can ask questions. You can find out. One super deal's on Kratom. Click here. And Adam, why don't you tell the folks the promo code in the deal?
For 20% off your order,
I think so.
You put in at checkout Cumtown or Cumtown 20.
Yeah, that's a safe guess as to what it is.
And I think it's 20% off in perpetuity. I don't think it's your first order.
There's only one way to find out, folks. Go to the website and try those things out.
Try some shit out and tell them Cumtown
sent
you.
And tell them Cumtown sent you and ask Evie if she'd like to come over and suck our cocks.
If Evie happens to be somebody that found out about Kratom through the show.
Right, and she is hot.
And she's listening.
And you're hot and you'd like to go to Korean barbecue.
Now,
please,
hold on a second.
Send an email to customerservice@cum.com. It's support@cum.com. And we'll get somebody we'll get somebody appropriate too.
We'll get someone on the horn. Mm-hmm. Our liaison for customer affairs for bitches that want to eat Korean barbecue, Mr. Stavros Halkias, will be in touch.
Oh, and guess what time it is?
Might it be time to this guy?
To talk about a certain pill.
Well, a chewable tablet.
Yeah, a chewable tablet.
Oh.
That at bluechew.com. is sex with chewable tablets right for you? I don't know. Personally, I think you should be having sex with men or women.
That's right. Yeah. That is a hilarious way to fucking phrase that.
Yeah. Yeah, it looks like this guy fucks the tablets.
It does.
Yeah.
Because he's almost gay, but there's a straight look in his eyes.
Yeah, he's just here for men.
Right. Right. That's correct.
What do you need? Oh,
there you go. Yeah, and personally, folks, I am a big user of BlueChew.com.
We all are.
As has been documented through the years.
And BlueChew...
And I'd like to say I've gotten fatter recently, and my dick works even worse than it used to. And without these pills, I'd probably kill myself. Chewable tablets. I'd probably kill myself.
That's right.
What do you know? We're here at BlueChew.com, and they also have a support chat.
Let's see if there are any.
My name is Jonathan Handsome.
Okay.
Handsome.
And, folks, the nice thing about BlueChew.
My email is Chocolate Man.
Chocolate Man.
At GiveMePussy.com.
Yeah, you pretend to be like a French black guy.
I have no idea. GiveMePussy.com.in.
India.
Yeah. do you happen to know Evie?
Submit.
Yeah. Start chat.
Oh, start chat.
Yeah, start chat.
Let's see what they have
it's
to say.
Live chat.
It's live chat.
It's a live chat.
We're in queue position one, everybody.
Live support.
On the BlueChew website.
So BlueChew, they got a lot of different Zereza.
Adam's gotta take a break already.
Zereza W. Okay, well, hold on real quick. Never mind about Evie. Hello, Zereza.
Zereza's a hot name, honestly. What did you say?
I said, never mind about Evie. Hello, Zereza. Are you a nurse by chance? A nurse by chance. My dick works, by the way. the way, I was actually looking for a different website.
Zereza does not seem to be replying.
She's not. Anyways, yeah, BlueChew.com, made in the USA, which
is so important to us.
Yeah, which, you know, because they know that our dicks need more blood flow than a Chinese dick.
Right, right.
Yeah, they're calibrated for American penises.
Barely.
Yeah.
Let's just say barely.
Did she text you back?
No. She's being kind of a bitch, actually, Zereza is.
Yeah.
You ask her, like, what?
My dick works, by the way.
Yeah, Zereza's doesn't seem to be replying.
Yeah. Is sex with chewable tablets right for you?
Uh-huh. Oh, Zereza's typing.
Oh, here we go. We got a response from Zereza at Blue Chew.
Uh-oh, she stopped typing.
She does.
No.
I think she was typing, and then you sent my dick works by me, and she stopped.
Come on.
So look at that.
We had her.
First of all, it's a plan. It's prescription, you know, like any medicine. So there's four tiers here. We got active. Mm-hmm. That's for gym-going guys that are trying to have sex in the shower.
Right.
There's busy. That's for the office type.
The office
man. Fuck the secretary. There's popular. Yeah. That's if you're in high school.
you're one of the kids from Euphoria.
If you're in high school. And then pro, which is for Tony Hawk and Sean.
There's a new chat that's popped up.
Oh,
Zereza.
One new.
What'd she say?
Okay. Hello, Jonathan. Thank you for choosing Blue Chew. We're more than happy to assist you with your Blue Chew questions related to our products and services. Please note, for us providing customer support, you must conduct yourself in a professional manner. Oh. I'm sorry, I'm a crypto miner, and I just...
And Kazakhstan is... I'm taking the real name because of Kazakhstan.
It's been really stressful with everything that's going on in Kazakhstan. I'm stressed out.
Hello, Jonathan. We're happy to get your cock hard.
But be a professional about
but
it.
But be
Nick.
A pro
said,
about it.
I'm sorry. I said, I'm sorry, I'm a crypto miner, and as you know, Kazakhstan has fucked me in my ass, as they say. Ha ha. Zareza W has left the chat. Rate this chat. Zareza is one of the most stunning men.
Hey, give her 5 stars, man. She did her job. Give her the thumbs up.
Most stunning women I've had
the pleasure of parlaying with.
Had the pleasure of parlaying to. Thumbs up. Said. Be funny. We lose this sponsorship for sexually harassing me.
Yeah.
That would be so fucking good, man.
So they got 4 plans here. The active, that's only $20.
Yep.
Busy, $30.
Popular.
Popular, $50. And it's pro, $90.
$90 for 34 cock tablets a month, folks. Yep.
So you get to have a day where you have two.
Yeah.
34 times a month. That sounds about right.
That's
for
about
me.
How, yeah.
Pop a couple pills, watch all dogs go to heaven.
Right.
You know, and you're like, what the hell is going on?
Yeah, zone out what with a hard-ass dick.
The dogs talk?
It's a beautiful, wonderful product, and if your cock doesn't get hard, whether that's because you have anxiety, your girlfriend or boyfriend is ugly, and you can't get hard for them anymore... Or you're secretly gay.
RX only chewable tablet. Free online consultation. Discreet shipping. And
discreet.
DISCREET shipping.
Right.
And
that is how it's spelled.
Which is different from discreet. DISCREETE.
Is that so? Yeah. What's that mean? A separate event?
Yeah, discreet is separate. The ETE.
Interesting.
The one spelled like the country.
Why the fuck? That's ridiculous.
That's how you remember, because Crete, island. It's an island. Island is separate.
Right.
Oh. Discreet.
That's really good. That's a good mnemonic.
That's a good trick
voice.
for the kids at home.
That's how I
Let
do it.
Let me say this.
Dessert. Deserts
Desert,
are sandy.
You got
Desserts are
seconds.
Super sweet.
Yeah.
Oh, super sweet.
You got two
sweet.
S's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've all, because in elementary school, my teacher told me nobody wants two helpings of sand.
But you know what people want two helpings of?
But that always...
Is either tadalafil or
except
sedativafil
chewable
tablets.
Except for those damn terrorists
tablets.
That took down the tower.
Sedativafil or tadalafil chewable tablets.
Chewable tablets?
The same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis.
30 milligrams on the sedenafil, and then I think it's 9 milligrams on the tadalafil.
I couldn't tell you.
And that shit, you use promo code Cumtown or Cumtown20 for, what is it, Adam?
For you just pay the shipping.
Free
first month free.
First
$5
month free.
Bucks for shipping.
You just pay the shipping. Get addicted. BlueChew.com.
Get a dick hard.
Get a dick hard.
Get addicted. Get a dick hard. And it's a beautiful product.
To dial for. Mm-hmm.
I mean, it really has done wonders for my cock. I'll tell you that much.
It's changed lives all over this country, and I've heard testimonials from men, and they've broken my heart. I've seen them cry. I've cried with them.
Yeah.
They never thought they'd get hard again.
I know.
It's a beautiful thing, honestly.
It's a really beautiful
Six thing. Milligrams or 9. I love that there's a slider where it's like, let's turn the fucking power up on this shit. Let's turn that to 9 milligrams. Crank that shit to 11. Pump myself with drugs and die at fucking 50 years old.
Yeah, a lot of people are saying...
Die without a family at 50 years old. And somehow I became a fucking millionaire on my couch. I became a myth despite getting much worse at the thing I dedicated my life to. Not even doing it anymore. I live without passion. Give me the fucking pills.
Get my dick hard.
Get my dick hard. Literally, I will eat a bunch of dick pills and watch all dogs go to heaven. And then spend literally 3 days where my only plan is order Hawaiian pizza, and then I don't even accomplish that.
You keep talking about this Hawaiian pizza. I might have to get some for dinner.
Then that's BlueChew.com. Promo code.
BlueChew.com/
Let's see if we can get another chat going on BlueChew.com and chat with us customers. So I think I'm banned from the chat.
It doesn't seem like you can do another
Oh, my
chat.
God. If you're banned from BlueChew and...
Chat ended. And then we'll go to... Let's open up a private tab.
Yeah, go to... You don't want to get traced.
Yeah. It'd be funny if the police show... Oh, yeah, the chat is gone. I'm now no longer allowed to...
Get a VPN.
You've been banned from the Bluetooth support chat.
Well, you get a Tor browser, dude.
Oh, wait. Oh, here, go to Google Translate. I'm going to open a private window, but Google Translate, translate.google.com.
Okay.
Detect from English to Chinese. My penis is very child. Can you please help me?
Play it, dude.
You said it perfect.
Yeah, I speak Chinese, dickhead.
Now play it from Siri just in English.
Oh. My penis is very child. Can you please help me?
Help me. He's a little Italian.
Yeah, you put a little stank on that.
Yeah. Well, I'm willing to see more Chinese. Let's translate it back into English and see. My penis is small. Can you help me? Perfect. See,
wow.
I understand the grammar, so I know how to get it to say exactly what I want it to say.
Okay, so what do you do now?
Chat window.
The chat is back.
My name now, instead of Jonathan Handsome, will be Jonathan Chinese. and Chinese. Give me pussy at .com.india. Start chat. Let's see here.
Q position 3. They're busy right now.
Q position 3.
Oh, 3 is not bad.
But it's still Jonathan?
No, yes. It's Jonathan Chinese.
Well, it's like he has an English name and a Chinese
right,
name.
Right. All right, well, we'll just keep waiting on that.
We'll keep waiting on that. And in the meantime, you guys can go to BlueChew.com. These chats are happening live. You can view them on the website.
Right.
If you're listening to the show live somehow.
Yeah,
you'd like to see the interaction, or you can check out either one of those subscription pads. They help you last longer in the bedroom. They keep your dick hard.
Keep
they
it harder than you'd ever.
Help you last longer
thought.
In the bathroom, also.
Yeah,
too.
And I know what you're thinking. You're like, well, it's been all ad reads. I hope for the last 7 minutes they at least riff. But
yeah, classic riff.
I really quick. I just want to say, come see me in Sacramento.
Really quick.
Sorry.
Really quick.
Sorry, the Jonathan Chinese took over my body there for a second. Come see me in Sacramento, Houston, Austin. Oh, also in Los Angeles, I'm going to do a birthday show on February 11th. Just announced. San Francisco, Vancouver, St. Louis, Chicago, Burlington, Vermont. My little brother's bachelor party is the next weekend. Then Charlotte, Nashville, Atlanta, Toronto, Providence, Washington, D.C. San Diego, I'm sorry, I wasn't there. We're going to make it up in May. So that's that. Come see me, stabby.biz, by the calendar.
Siobhan K joined the chat.
Oh, it sounds like a girl.
Remind me of the gas station.
Guys, I'm at Lincoln Lodge the 11th and 12th of February and the 18th and 19th. I'm in Boston.
My birthday, you're working, dude?
Yeah.
Come on. Take the day off for my birthday.
You're going to be in L.A.,
though. Just take the day off. Think about me.
Yeah.
I think about you every time it's your birthday.
Think about me.
Oh, hell
yeah. Oh, they're responding in Chinese.
Okay, to get started, please make sure you have completed the following. It's just instructions.
Oh, so when you saying my penis is very small didn't trigger them to tell you to...
It's very child.
Didn't have them tell you to be professional.
They offered a different promo code in here, though.
For the Chinese
market? Yeah, I guess Chinese people get a secret deal.
What's the deal?
Wow.
I'm not doing another promo code. You're it's right. Not as good as ours.
Okay. I just want to see. Can you highlight it so I can read it?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Promo code.
Basically the same deal, but use promo code Cumtown20.
Yeah.
Or Cumtown.
Cumtown, I think.
20% off your order.
No. You get your first order free. Oh.
You get
first order free.
You just pay the shipping. You get your first month free.
And a free box of Firehook crackers.
Finest crackers in the fucking universe.
The sea salt, the rosemary, fantastic.
I fucking love the rosemary.
Rosemary's very good.
Do you dip with those?
Yeah, you get a little...
What kind of dip you use with those?
Sometimes you do a little hummus. Sometimes you do a little... Have you ever had that shit, labneh?
Sure.
It's very good.
I would like it if it was a little saltier.
Yeah.
It's a little too...
I want to fuck a labina woman. Mm-hmm. A labina.
What's a labina?
Latino, but in Downs.
Oh, with a B. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're all members of the Bloods. So
how about Down Syndrome Abbey? Have we done that one before?
I don't think so.
And it's like, well, I don't know how to set the table.
What's Downton Abbey? When's it set? At the end of that shit?
No, it's modern day Britain.
Oh, it's modern day?
Yeah. They're still
But they all behave that way?
Yeah, dude.
Are you fucking serious?
Yeah, that's how they are. That's how fucking British people
I've never seen the show in my life.
British.
Is Colin Firth in it? Seems like it would be y'all British folks. Oh, y'all British.
Y'all British. Y'all from Britain.
Oh, y'all British.
Oh, y'all British.
British.
All right then. All right. Now I see y'all in the top hit. You got a top head on looking like a magician. My man said abracadabra. He said cheerio abracadabra.
Oh fuck.
He said hocus pocus.
Hocus pocus, suck my shlocus. Mm-hmm. Should we start calling cocks shlocuses?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You trying to suck my shlocus, bitch?
Shlocum.
Dwight Shlocum. Fucking idiot. Got his ass.
We should get Dwight on the show.
Can we?
I would love that, dude.
We should start just hitting up people less famous even than Dwight Yoakam.
Yeah.
And just seeing if we can get
like
some
Bam
fun.
Bam Margera.
Yeah, that was
He's famous.
Us ruining Bam's life is so funny.
I don't think it was our fault. I think
we were friends. It was a long road.
It
was Vinny's fault.
You're right. Actually, we should get Vinny back.
And the manager. Remember the manager? Mm-hmm. He had that business manager.
Yeah,
yeah. He was wearing that medallion necklace.
No, you know who we really need back? Our man over
Gene.
In the fucking yes.
Yeah. He wants to do the show.
We need Gene DiNapoli.
He really wants
back
to do
the
show.
Mix, bro.
We got
to
get our
I have
whack.
Everything they want. I'm from New York. I'm Italian. And I'm Elvis.
You got to think. What are the three things people are fans of?
Yeah.
New York fans. You got New York fans.
Italian fans.
You got Italian fans. Yeah. And you got fans of Elvis.
And Elvis.
That was the best fucking. That was the best moment of the show.
Yes.
That weird Bam interview, and then we just bring Gene on, and then we call the episode "Come Down" with Gene DiNapoli. Mm-hmm.
And then we leave, and he's like, "Fellas, I'm dying here. I owe my brother. $200,000.
I hope he's alive.
Do you remember? He said, "We have a disco show. We have a black comedy show.
Yeah. We got a black show.
We have like a black
we
show.
Have black comedy."
Yeah. Did he even say black comedy? He just said a black show.
No, he said we've got black comedy. Yeah.
Whatever he said, it was awesome.
It was very good.
And make sure you check out patreon.com/cumtown.
Yeah, you didn't like the ads? Well, guess what? There's a way to get rid of that.
Yeah, and we're featuring possibly, well, no, at this point, no.
Well, who
knows?
It
would have been one, yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
In the future.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up.
Yeah, well, you know, go just fucking sign up or whatever.
Yeah.
And there's a free T-shirt for everybody that there isn't. But, you know.
There might be.
I can do that with
you're entered into a drawing.
Yeah.
That's what we should do. We say they're entered into a drawing.
Yeah. To FaceTime me.
Mm-hmm.
That would be funny.
Yeah. If I had to FaceTime everyone.
No, just one guy.
Yeah. I love mace timing with women on the train.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to look at their pussies until they spray you in the eyes.
On Shantae. Yeah. Ouch. There's a lady. She is playing out to get.
Oh, she hit you with more Chinese.
Siobhan K. If you'd like to have an email of this conversation.
You should be like, I need a better deal.
Yeah.
Try and talk her down.
Yeah.
What an abysmal job to just copy paste stock answers to people that are looking for dick, have questions about dick pills.
Yeah, imagine the kind of guy that needs his dick hard but doesn't understand how to work the website. It's one of the simplest websites I've ever used in my life. He's just some old guy.
I'm having trouble. Please.
He's just trying to get his dick hard and just rolling it like that. What the hell is this thing?
Yeah, fuck.
It's not working. I don't understand. Folks. What are we having for lunch, fellas?
Pussy Chessa.
Pussy Chessa, brought to you by Chex Mix. Chex Mix pussy flavor. It puts the pussy back in pussy. Uh-huh. It's just like your mama's pussy meal. Snack.
You guys ever smell one of those Gwen, what the fuck is that bitch's name?
Gwyneth Paltrow's Stefani candles?
Yeah, the pussy candle.
Oh, mm-hmm. Gwyneth Paltrow?
I wonder what, like, is it fresh from the shower? Or is it like she's been jogging a little bit? Or
yeah.
Or is it after she's getting fucked out?
It's stuffed with money. Uh-huh. It's just
and
money.
Cum.
Smell of money, like a pussy wallet.
If anybody has the Gwyneth Paltrow pussy candle, let me know. Let me get a whiff.